Nee, die Nummer ist interessant. Das hätte man Staffel ist eben bei Rave. Even bei Rave hätte. On the other hand, if we say that the case of Kupes is Minbeninoi, so then we can understand the difference in Abaye. Minbeninoi, it's Bottle of Rave, so there's no Hetem and Staffel Ister, unless you have Rave Ister, then it's not Bottle of Rave. And Mishaynaminoi, it's not Bottle of Rave, Tan Kikr, so then you have Hetem and Staffel Ister regardless. But then we don't understand what the Gemara wants from Avdini. Minbeninoi is Bottle of Chaper Trey, so what is the Gemara asking in Avdini? So there are two Mahalachim. First Mahalach is that Elohim is talking about Minbeshaynaminoi. And therefore this time kicker and it's not bottle. And that's the kashan of Dini. And yet, so then what does the Bai mean that Hetim and Staff Lister is only by Rav Isser? What's it any different in the cases before? He says, no, there's a chiluk in Dini Hetim and Staff Lister between a case where they're nisim tam zeh bezeh and a case where they're not nisim tam zeh bezeh. Even though it's all mimishen aminoi and it's all tam kicker. In cases where the Tarevis and nisim tam zeh bezeh, I mean, I suggest that the Hasbara is, where the nice and time Zebazeh, it's more mature. So when it's more mature, if you have Hetem and Staff Lister, even by Rav Heter. In the case of Kupais, so even though it's Tam Ke'ikr and Mimbishen Eminoi, but still every piece of flour is discrete, is separate, they're not nice and time Zebazeh, so they're not so mature. So then Hetem and Staff Lister is only by Rav Heter and not by Rav Is. That's how I was Masbir what he said. Cheshbon is, he says, but the Hasbara being Mesef, maybe some other Hasbara, it needs a Hasbara, but that's what he says. That's his first Mahal. And then he has a second mahalach. Olam kupos is min b'minoi. So in the Abai side of the equation, it's very good. It's min b'minoi. It's bottle b'roi. That's why you don't have hetem istarf l'ister unless you have rav iser. It's not bottle b'roi. The cases before were min v'sheinim minoi. Min v'sheinim minoi. So then you have hetem istarf l'ister. But we have to deal with that with the rav dimi side. So what does the Gemara want from rav dimi? If it's min b'minoi, so it's bottle chad betray. So how was the one from Rav Dimi that Kazais betrayed? That it's Kazais betrayed Chilas Pras. Kazais betrayed Chilas Pras. What Kazais betrayed Chilas Pras? It's Bottle Beroy. So he says in Chiddush. According to Rav Dimi, that Kazais betrayed Chilas Pras is there. Right? So when you have a tarevis of min b'minoi, and it's not nimayach, every piece is separate and discrete. So then Kazais betrayed Chilas Pras is mistarif to a tunis. And it's not bottle beroy. Only bottle beroy. Min is only bottle beroy when it's nimayach. So when it's not nimayach and you have a kizayis bepechil is pas, then it's not bottle beroy. Here also he doesn't really say a hasbara, doesn't explain the svar. I thought the svar is suggested yesterday. I think the svar is that when it's separate pieces and if you hold kizayis bepechil is pas is there also. So that means that you can look at the Achilas Issur as a separate Ma'as Achim. So when it's Nimayach, you can't do that. Because it's Nimayach and it's not, and you can't taste it separately, so it has no separate identity at all. You can't look at it as a separate Ma'as Achim. But where it's not Nimayach, where it's separate pieces, you know it's Min B'minoi. But Kezayis B'chei Achilas Pras, if you hold like Avdimi, the Kezayis B'chei Achilas Pras is the Raisa, you can look at each grain of flour. As this, or each grain of wheat, whatever it is, you can look at it as a separate thing, and all of the achilas issur is mitzuruf, and you have a shir kizayis, and it's not bottle beroy. That's the cheshbon. The Gemara that says that min b'min echad betray is bottle. That's when it's nimayach. That's his new chiddush. So let's pick it up. We're paying based on Maseches Avodah Zarah. Do you have it? In the word. My printout looks different than yours. I don't know where it is on the page.
It's the last, like, third of page two.
First word of the line is the delay.
Six lines up from the bottom.
Okay. So he says, well, preparing based on the Maseches Avodah Zarah, I think what he's about to do is bring a riot to this new Yusayt. Preparing based on the Maseches Avodah Zarah, Amar Abiyachin, and Kol Shetayim, and Mamashu, Osir, Velaik, and Olav, Zer, Kazayis, Prepare, Chilis, Pras. So this Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, this is a Gemara that the Rishonim are bothered with altogether. All those Rishonim hold from Tam Kikir their Isa. They're troubled by this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said that min b'mino that time of Mamosha is like an olav azel kazayis b'peir chilis pras. Let's be makdim. What is saying this Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan said min b'mino. Rabbi Yochanan said time of Mamosha. Like him. timely to lay my moshoi. It's ain like him. That's it. Timely to lay moshoi is ain like him. So first of all, I think I mentioned it once. There's two ways to translate this verb. There's two ways to translate the words. What does it mean by Zeo Kazayas Perpetuous Pass? I could translate it to mean Haimei Mamoshi is Leikin on condition that it's a Kazayas Perpetuous Pass. Because if you don't have a Kazayas Perpetuous Pass, then you don't have a Kazayas. How could you get Lat Malkus? It's a Chatzashir. Haimei Mamoshi Mamoshi is Ein Leikin, even, then we'll have to finish it off, even if it's also Kazayas Perpetuous Pass. But since it's not mamosh, so you're not like. We'll add that in parentheses that afilu yesh kizayis b'peichel l'spas. That's one way to read it. The second way to read it is timely mamosh is likin, and what's the definition of mamosh? Mamosh is defined as kizayis b'peichel l'spas. Taimui b'loy mamoshi is ain leikin. That means taimui is not like it if it's not a kizayis b'peichelus pas, because that's the definition of mamoshi. Totally different gemaras. The Rambam l'chayr read it the second way, because the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tzav Machalas Asuras. Nobody has that right. Technology. Rambam, Kedusha. Yeah. The Rambam says, "Time and mush is like him." Dabe isish and istarif, dabe mutter. Min b'shein and minoi b'nois and tam. What's the case of? So chayla fell into grisim, some kind of a porridge. If you can't taste the chayla, it's mutter. There's no tam. If there was tam chayla, and there was also mamoshes of chayla, if you had time, if you mamoshoi, then it's only midirei seifa. Kate said, "Who mamoshoi? What is mamoshoi? Kigayin shehoyu minachelav kizayis bechol sholish beitzim minatayrobis." The definition of mamoshoi, Kate said, "Who mamoshoi? If there was a kizayis, but there was not." So the Rambam is clearly learning it the second way. Time mamoshoi loikin is defined by kizayis, but there was not. Means that there wasn't a kizayis b'peichelus pas. So if you read the Gemara that way, then this Gemara actually, if you read the Gemara this way, like the Rambam's reading it, is there any problem? Is there anything problematic in this Gemara for the position that Tom Kicker is there ISO? Does this Gemara in any way challenge the notion that Tam Kikir is Beraisa? Because that's what the Rishonim are basically with. Is this Gemara a challenge to the view that Tam Kikir is Beraisa? If you read the Gemara the way Ram read the Gemara, is there anything in this Gemara that challenges the idea that Tam Kikir is Beraisa?
Why don't you not be located
to the Tamil Russia? Well, so you're saying maybe it is a challenge. Because if time of Mamoshi, even if it means that there's no kizayis b'peichelus pas, but time is kikir, you should get malchus. Well, that'll depend on nepach. If you hold from nepach, like Rashi, those who hold from nepach, so then even in this reading, there's a problem. Because even if time of Mamoshi means that it was less than a kizayis b'peichelus pas, but why aren't you looking at what happened to nepach? So this Gemara would be a challenge. And in fact, Rashi Taka says in Chulin Tzadikhes, that Rav Yochanan, he quotes this Gemara, and he says, you see, Rav Yochanan didn't open Tachit. But if you hold, if you don't hold from the Epach, then you could hold, then L'chaira, if you read the Gemara this way, then you could hold from Tam Kikir, and there's no steer from the Gemara. Tam Kikir is a deraisa, that means that the Tam is not bottled, and it's there, but you only like it if you ate a kezayis, and kezayis means kezayis b'chvei achilas pasul, the Gemara is gavali. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tam Kikir was shiloken, because Tam Kikir, of course it's a condition that you eat a kezayis b'chvei achilas pasul. There's a condition you need a kezayis for the Achilles Pass. Yeah, because otherwise you don't have a kezayis. It's a chatzashir. Haimi v'leim amoshe, meaning that there was no kezayis for the Achilles Pass. Then it's still Tam Kikir, but it's a chatzashir. Chatzashir is a chatzashir, is mutter. I mean, not mutter, but chatzashir is not like it. Maybe the mutter from chatzashir on this Tariq is not like it, is mutter. On the other hand, However, the thing is that the fact is that the Ramban himself, who holds with not hold from Nepach, he says he asks this and he asks him this Gemara, and the Rash also that we're about to read. The Rash doesn't hold from Nepach. Right, we'll see in the Hemshech of the Rash, we'll see about Iflis, he's against Nepach. And yet the Rash says that this Gemara is a problem for Tam Kikir. Where's the problem for Tam Kikir?
Why would I need the second line? Meaning, if you only said
time to rush the lake, it was because I feel it's fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's the other side of the coin. That's a terrible. It's the other side of the coin. The Rash does ask him this Gemara. The Rash says, this Gemara is a problem. Why in this Gemara does Rav Yochanan say time to rush the lake, and what happened to Tom Kikir? The Rash that we're about to read. I mean, it's implicit in the Rash, but he's... Because, and for that matter, the Ramban. The Ramban Achul and Sadek Ches. Who's the Lord, the Hashemite, so that he's from the anti-Nepach people. And the Rabban also says in this Gemara, he says, hey, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with time with Tam Kikir? How can Rabbi Yochanan say time and Moshe and Lincoln? What happened to Tam Kikir? Obviously, the Rabban and the Rash that we're learning now, they read the Gemara the other way, the first way. That time and Moshe Lincoln, the Zeu Kazayis, the Kleyach, the Ras, doesn't mean time and Moshe Lincoln, and the definition of Moshe is Kazayis, the Kleyach, the Ras. No, the definition of mamoshoi is kipshutoi, mamoshoi, that you have an increase in volume, or that you can see it. There's different definitions. Mamoshoi might mean that you actually have an increase in volume. Mamoshoi might even more than that, that you can actually see the iser, maybe you can't get it out, but you can see it in there. And time of lema mamoshoi means that it didn't increase the volume. Or even if it did increase the volume, but it's nimayah. For example, Rashi says the time of leima moshe. Rashi says, what's time of leima moshe? Says Rashi, chaylev shenimayah. Those Rashi is clearly translating leima moshe doesn't mean you didn't have a kazayis to pay for this price. Leima moshe means literally there was no mamoshes. Rashi understands that the definition of not having mamoshes is that the chaylev was nimayah. You can't see it anymore. Even though that's a very big Rashi, because it did increase the volume. It's still called Leima Moshe. So apparently he's reading the Gemara, Haimim Moshe, meaning it wasn't Nimayach. You can see the Issim. It's Leikin, but if it's Leima Moshe, meaning the Chaylev is there, but it was Nimayach, then it's Ein Leikin. So what is Kizayis Bechayel? Then what is Kizayis Bechayel? It's not the definition of Moshe anymore. So what is it? It's a condition. Haimim Moshe is like it on condition that you have a kezayis b'chayach ilas pas. Which means that when he says Haimim Aleim Moshe is ain't like him, so is that when there is a kezayis b'chayach ilas pas, or there's not a kezayis b'chayach ilas pas? When there is. Because otherwise it's the same as Haimim Moshe. Haimim Moshe is like it on condition that you have a kezayis b'chayach ilas pas. In contrast to Haimim Aleim Moshe, chayel shini mayach, where you're not like it, and we have to finish off, even if there was a kezayis b'chayachilis pas. Kezayis b'chayachilis pas is a given. Haimim Moshe is like it because you have a kezayis b'chayachilis pas, if on condition there was a kezayis b'chayachilis pas. But if there's no mamoshe because it was nimaya, then you're not like it even if you have a kezayis b'chayachilis pas. If that's the case, then we have a problem. What happened to Tom Kikin? That's why the Ramban
That's what the Rabban in Chulin, even though he doesn't hold from Nefa, the Rabban in Chulin says that this Gemara is against Tam Kedem. And the Rabban brings this Gemara as a proof that Rashi is right, that Lehalofa would not hold from Tam Kedem, because look, you see, Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold from Tam Kedem. However, Rabbi Natan holds from Tam Kedem. What does he do with this Gemara? And not only are we in a time, we have a school of Rishayim. We hold from Tam Kedem. We're passing Tam Kedem. So what do they do with this? What do they do with this Gemara? Rabbi Natan even holds Nepach, so it's like, you know, it's even worse. Whereas if you hold from Nepach, this Gemara is for sure a problem for Tam Kedem. If you don't hold from Nepach, then it depends how you translate the Gemara. So the Rabbi Natan has a problem with this Gemara. We're going to see soon how he deals with it. Rabbi Natan has a problem with this Gemara. He has a problem with... If you hold from Nepach, like Rashi, Rabbi Natan, the Rosh, then this Gemara is kosher. It's kosher mei Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't matter if my Moshe means Kazai's Kahil Spas or Kazai's Kahil Spas is a condition, regardless. But by time of Alei Mamoshe, why don't you say Nepach and you should be like it? If you don't hold from Nepach, like the Rabban, and who else doesn't hold from Nepach? The Rash, they don't hold from Nepach. Then Rabbi Yochanan then is there a problem for Rabbi Yochanan?
They just read the Gemara the other way.
No, they can just read the Gemara the other way. But it happens to be that the Rabban and the Rashi apparently did not read the Gemara the other way. They read the Gemara the second way, the Rashi's way, that Moyma Moshi means Nimoyach, and therefore they still have the problem. What do you do with this Gemara? They didn't choose. Maybe the Rambam took the other way out. The Rambam was Mashu. They really took this way out. That Kazayis is Yuchtechil is fast as a definition of a Moshi. But the Rambam and the Rash, they didn't want to take that way out. They thought that the words mamoshe mean mamoshe, and le mamoshe means le mamoshe. They don't mean kizayis pechelis pas. Kizayis pechelis pas is the condition. In which case, it says in the Gemara, the time of le mamoshe is like even if you have a kizayis pechelis pas. And therefore, Rabbi Natan has a problem. What happened to Tam Kedem? Tam Kedem. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Tam Kedem? So the Ramban's answer is, yeah, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from Tam Kedem. That's why the Ramban thinks, one of the reasons why he thinks, that la halacha we don't hold from Tam Kedem. But Rabbi Natan thinks that la halacha we do hold from Tam Kedem. And the Rash thinks that la halacha we do hold from Tam Kedem. The Rash holds our whole sukkah is built on Tam Kedem himself. So the Rash is from the people who do hold from Tam Kedem. So that's exactly what he's about to discuss. So how do you read this Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan? Because of the Rash. So it's a problem. What happened to Tam Kedem? Why are you not like it by? He means the second half. Why are you not like it by Tam Yevaleim Amoshoi? What happened to Tam Kedem? So he says, "Al Kochon, Haynu b'Minoi K'moishim B'Farash Rabbeinu Tam. Midikomer Tam Yevaleim Amoshoi Also Rabbein Like Anol. V'Yish V'Shalayim Minoi Tam Yevaleim Tam Kedem." So he quotes, he says, the answer is, close to Rabbeinu Tam, places in Chulin also close to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about Min B'Shein Eminoi. If Min B'Shein Eminoi, Tam Kedem. You like it regardless. It doesn't matter, Mamoshi, not Mamoshi, Tam Kedem. But if this is a Kazayis to take this pass, at least you will be like it. Rabbi Yochanan says that Haim of Mamoshi like and Haim of Alei Mamoshi is ain't like it, he's talking about Min B'Minoi. Min B'Minoi. Min B'Minoi is Batul Chabetrei. So then what does it mean that Taimim and Moshe is like him? What's the case? What's the case of Taimim and Moshe like him? That's the problem in a minute. It's like, what does it even mean? I mean, what does the word time also mean? Taimim. So Taisim Chulin is mash my thing. We'll see, Mr. Shem. That Taimi Mamoshe means that the Isser is Be'en Mamish. You can Mamish take it out. This is Be'en. It's not Muru. There's no Bidul. There's no Chad B'Trei. It's not Bidul. The Isser is Be'en. either it's mamish ben and it's like separate, just a piece of chazir of another piece of chazir, or even if it's in the tarevus, but it's into an entire tarevus in such a way that it's not m'uruf. You can see the pieces of chazir in the pot. So if you eat the pot with the chazir, let's say I have not chazir, chazir in the shein, let's say I have pieces of nevela and pieces of shchuta, and I can tell which ones are which, and it's all mixed up together. But I know, I see this is these are the nevela pieces, this is the shchuta pieces. And I ate it anyway, I'm a Rosh, I ate it anyway, so I'm like it, because it was because I was connected to this practice. And that's what Taimim Moshe means. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, the Chiddush, I guess, is that Kezayis B'chtei Achilles Pas in the Starif, even though I'm eating other pieces too. In other words, I have a, according to the way Taisen Chul says Rebbeinu Tam, Taimim Moshe, it's not a Chiddush in Bittul Beroy, there's no Bittul Beroy here. I have a pot in which I have pieces of Nevela, pieces of Shchut, I know which pieces are which. And that's called Taimim Moshe, because there was no Tarevus. And the word time is a little bit strange, because what time is mean, it's a borrowed expression. It means that timing mamashi, meaning yeah, Rabbi Tam also grapples. What's the word time in here? I don't even remember entirely what, how Tyson Chul deals with the word with time. But he says timing mamashi like it means that it was that Daimamish was what there wasn't bottle barai. The pieces of Issa were not bottle barai. They were be'en, you could see them, they weren't bottle barai. The chiddush is that you ate a piece of chazir and then a piece of, you ate a piece of nevela and then a piece of shchuta, a piece of nevela and then a piece of shchuta. I would say, well, maybe it's not mitzarif. So, no, it's mitzarif as long as it's b'chdei achilas pas. But the Rash is going to say a different malach. Says the Rash, he brings Rabbeinu Tam that he's talking about min b'minoy. So he says, he doesn't say. I think that's the end of the class anyway. Peg Basim is Mesechus of Edizar. Peg Basim Mesechus of Edizar. Omer. Yeah? What? Right, I think that's what he means, but it's not in the words. He doesn't say it beferish, but I think what he means is that actually that this works according to this works out very well according to his yisoid. The Rash, remember, just got finished saying in this plan B in the Gemara by Kupos, the Rash of this tremendous yisoid that if Kizai's beferish mechilas passes the deraisa, then min b'mina is not botul b'roiv chad betray as long as it's separate pieces. This is Bamsha. That the Gemara that says that min b'mina is batal chad betray, that's when it's nimayach. But when it's not batal chad betray, then it's not batal chad betray because kezayis b'chayit mispas. The araisa means that it's a separate ma'aseh achila. So what he's saying now, what I think he's saying now is that if that's the case, this Gemara supports that. Because here we have a Gemara that doesn't seem to make any sense. Time is going to be and like, and why are you not like it? What happened to Tam Kikker? You have to say, as Rabbeinu Tam said, that it's talking about min b'mina. Well, if it's talking about min b'minoi, so what's the difference timing of Moshe and timing of Elohim and Moshe? Should be bottle chad betray. So I told you, so cool. It says, no, timing of Elohim and Moshe means it wasn't removed at all, kilo. But for his ma'alach, it's gewaldic. Timing of Elohim and Moshe means it wasn't nimayach. If it's not nimayach, then min b'minoi is not bottle chad betray because kezai is the faithful is fast day iso. Timing of Elohim and Moshe ain't like him because if it's Elohim and Moshe, that means it's nimayach. If it's nimayach, then min b'minoi is bottle chad betray. So this Gemara is a siyua. That's what he's saying. This Gemara is misayeya, his new mahalach, his new yisoid. That if you hold kezayis b'chayif his passes at the raisa, then min b'minoi is a separate ma'aseh achila and it's not batul chad betray. The fitul chad betray is only when it's nimayach. And that's gufo the difference between taimim mamoshi and taimim b'leim mamoshi. In this Rash, it says now pshat mechudash in the Gemara about Rav Yerichon about taimim mamoshi and taimim b'leim mamoshi. It's min b'mina like Rabbeinu Tam. He agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. It has to be min b'mina. Maybe she'ayin min b'tam kikir. He holds tam kikir there also. What's the difference? So what's the case of Tyler Lushi? If it's min the mina, why isn't it bottle chad betray? Tyler says, it's not that you can see it, you can separate it out, like, you know, like Tyson Kuhn. You can't separate it out, maybe it's a chemical or something. But you can't separate it out, it's impossible. But it's still separate pieces, it's mamashay. When it's mamashay, then it's not bottle chad betray, because gezeis, we pass and gezeis, bechdei chilas passes deraisa like Avdini. So in Mele, you have a tzirf, you have a tzirf to the ship. However, he says it could be done for the could be done for the raya. He says because mil yesh mefarshim that tam kikir loylaki. There are those who say that maybe there's no malchus for tam kikir. Mishum yolok megul yakum v'hosim leksiv lab. He says there's a sheet that holds. This is the sheet of the Rimi Orleans. Tyson Kulin brings this as the sheet of the Rimi Orleans. The Rimi Orleans says that even though Tam Kikir is a deraisa, he does it for this Gemara. The Shani asks, what's going on in this Gemara? Why is Haim Olay Mamashe and Leika? What happened to Tam Kikir? So the Rabbi Natan's answer is that it's Min Bemina, which the Rash is now incorporating into his whole Mahalach, that Min Bemina, if it's not Mimayach, so it's a separate Maisachim. The Rimi Orleans answered, no, La'olam, it's Taima, it's talking about Min B'She'ene Mina. Simple reading of the words. Tam is usually by min b'she'ene minoi. It's talking about min b'she'ene minoi. And if it's min b'she'ene minoi, then it's taka tam ke'ikr. Well, if it's tam ke'ikr, then why are you not liking? Says the Rimi Orleans, the Geish Mepharshim over here, that tam ke'ikr is deraisa, but it's not alive. It's only an asay, and I say you're not liking. Then he says, it's Lashayach the Meimak and the Hadri called the Chiyuvay. Tyson Chulin does not agree to the Rimiolins. He said, even though Giuli Nochim is only in us, it's not allowed, but Giuli Nochim, Tam Kikr is not a new issa. Tam Kikr is just saying, you would have thought it's bottle. The Tyson Megal, it's not bottle. Once it's not bottle, it reverts to being Chazak, whatever it was. Because you have Giuli Nochim from Chazara. So the Rimiolins said, oh, so now it's only in us, because it's Giuli Nochim. The Tyson said, there's a mitzvah, you have to be kashered. It's only in us, it's not allowed. So the answer to the Taisus response in Chulin says, you know, it's not true. Kiulei Nochem is just telling me that it's still Chazer. Once it's Chazer, it's a lot. That's called a Hadre. A Hadre L'Sur Kama. The Taisus is telling me to put it back into the Din of Chazer. You would have thought it's nothing. It's Kiulei, it's only Tam. So the Taisus, no, put it back, it's still Chazer. So he says he's defending the Rimeolins right now. Here you don't say a Hadre. Kida Ashkan P'suli HaMekdoshim. You find such a concept of a Hadre, like by P'suli HaMekdoshim, here you have it like this psulia mekdoshim, the custom that became possible, and you repair them. You allow them to develop. You have a carbon, let's say, it developed. It was possible. You allow it. It got a mum, let's say, so you repair it. So the din is even what yotzul lechulin, but there's a halacha tizbach v'loy giza, it says. You can't milk it and you can't shear it. You could just shecht it and eat it. So is that a lav or is it an essay? Eating kachim is a lav. But here the chayr is not kachim. It's pshulei l'kdoshim. You repaid it. So elamai it's a mitzvah. Tizbach v'loy gizo. So the chayr it's only an essay. It's Yisrael b'machal essay. So the Gemara says no. Hadri l'sir kama. The Torah is megala that it goes back into the Yisrael of being nemet from kachim. That's called the hadri l'suri kama. So he said, no, it's not a riot. The hosam la mishum the hadri la mishum the lehutu me'olam. There, it's not the pshat. There, the pshat is the Torah is telling me that it's not yotzul lechulim le'inyan zeh. The Torah says tizbach v'legizo that we're being meitzit lechulim le'inyan tizbach v'yachalta, but it's not yotzul lechulim le'inyan anything else. Dafi kamekod zvicha v'yachil hitartu lo v'legizo v'yavaydo. Lashenkin over here. In Svar Shri Mutal Gamri, it's only Tam. The Torah says in Din of Giuli Nochim that it's Osir, so it's like a new Isser. This new Isser is only an Asay. And at Linyanenu, Shita Sarimi Orleans, is that Tam Kikr is only an Asay. Since Tam Kikr is only an Asay, so this Gemara, it's not good. Why Tam Yvelim Amashi and Loikin? It's been Mishayna Minoi. Tam Kikr is only an Asay. In which case, this Gemara is no longer, you're taking this Gemara off the table, and it's no longer a riot to the Rashi's Yisoy that by Min Beminoi, if it's not Nimoya, you could take his eyes before he's past their eyes to prevent it. So, the Rash actually is it doesn't, he's it sounds like the Rash is okay with this Rima release. I'm not saying he's convinced that he's right, but he's not convinced that he's wrong anyway. He doesn't shut him up. He defends the Shita of the Rima Yolim. So we have to know, according to the Rima Yolim, that Tam Tikva is only the Rabbanon. So why is Taimim a Moshe Leikin? I'm sorry, according to the Rima Yolim, that Tam Tikva is only an assay. That's why by time of Elaine Moshe Zayn Lakin, because even though it's Mimu Shenemino, it's Tam Kikir, but that's only an essay. So why is time of Elaine Moshe Lakin? But it's only an essay. So, Chayr, you have to say, the time of Moshe is worse than Tam Kikir. Which we're already used to. We've had such things in the Rabban. The Rabban holds Tam Kikir is the Rabbanon. Never mind an essay. The Rabban says that in this Gemara says Tam Kikir is the Rabbanon. So what does the Rabban do with Taimi Mamashi? So we saw already in the Rabban. The Rabban says there, Taimi Mamashi is not Tam Kikir. Tam Kikir is when you don't have Mamashis. When you have Mamashis, whatever the definition of Mamashis is, increase in volume, or you can or you can see it. You know, different sheet is in Rishon. How we define Mamashi and not Mamashi, as I said before. But whatever it is, Taimi Mamashi is more common than Tam Kikir. So we'll say the same thing in the Rima release. Taimi Velei Mamashi, when there's no Mamashos, that's called Tam Kikir. Without the Pasuk of Gilui Nochem, I wouldn't have known it. So that's only an essay. Taimi Mamashi doesn't need Gilui Nochem. Taimi Mamashi is a Svar. It's not Batul Grave because I have Taimi Mamashi. So that's a Svar. That's a regular laugh. That's what's Mukhafar.
How is
Taimi
Mamashi without a
Gadpak
different from
Chatzis Shir? It's not as Chatzis Shir, it's Kizayis B'Hei Kizayis B'Hei. That's Taku Wai Kizayis B'Hei Kizayis B'Hei, because otherwise I don't have a Kizayis. It's a Chatzis Shir. So what are you asking then?
No, it's just clear.
What? It's good?
Yeah.
I had a kasha in the Rima Orleans. The Rash seems to be okay with the Rima Orleans. He's right. He sounds like he's fine with the Rima Orleans. So how does it work by mikveh? By mikveh, you have tam of the shum and the shemen, but that is ice. Or even if you have a kizayis, but Abai doesn't hold from kizayis b'chay chilas pas. So where do you get the shir kizayis? At the mitzvah with issa. That's what the Rashi explained. The Rashi is the same thing all down the whole line of the Gemara. Mikveh, kutuch, meduchos, all those Gemaras. The Rashi explained the reason why it's not bottled roy is because you have tam kikir. But I need a shir kizayis. Where does the shir kizayis come from? When you have dini, it comes from kizayis b'chay chilas pas. When he taught Bayi, it comes from Hetem and Starah. That's what the Rash read our whole Gemara himself. Now he's telling me Arimi only means the Tav Kikir is only an essay. And he seems to be good with that. If Tav Kikir is only an essay, so what is it? So why by Mikvah are you like it? Why are you like it? The Tav Kikir is only an essay. Hetem and Starah is just to be Mashal Lashir Kizayis. Where Kizayis B'Chechel is fast is to be Maslam Mashir of Kizayis. But the Isser itself is only an essay. If the Isser itself is only an essay, so what is Hetem Tzarek Isser going to do? So I'm Maslam Mashir Kizayis. For an essay. But Kizayis B'Chechel is fast, so I'm Maslam Mashir Kizayis. But it's for an essay. So what happened to Rabbi Rechana say, Hilo Bizar, Loi Kolo B'Kizayis? That's a problem. You know, if we just look back at the Rashi up till now, the Rashi Mahalik and the Gemara Mesachim is that it's going with Tam Kikir. It's a Gemara about Tam Kikir, the Raisa, you like on Tam Kikir, but you need a Kizayis, because he doesn't hold from Netbach. He's going to explain that further as we go along, very clearly. He says, why are you not liking my mikveh? What happened to Tam Kikir? He says, because you don't have a Kizayis, so you need a Hashlama for the Shia. So the Rashi is learning the Gemara. Basically, it works on, it's all predicated on Tam Kikir, but the Kizayis is fleshed out either with Hetem Mustafilis or Koin Tabai. It's fleshed out with Kizayis compared to the Spas according to Rabin. Then, the Rashi got involved with the Shiloh of Kupois, and how do you explain Kupois? I'm not going to read the Pishlite whole thing, but because of this issue of Kupois, so we had different, he had a suggestion. Well, one way to deal with it was that Kupois is min b'shein aminoi, but since it's not nice in times ever there, so therefore it has different rules for Hetem Mustaraf L'Isser, that was plan A. But his plan B, which is, well, right now we're still in the trajectory of, was that maybe Kupois is min b'minoi, and it's this new yasoid that by min b'minoi, if it's not nimoyach, so according to Rav Dimi, it's a separate ma'aseh achilu, and you could be like, and he put a right after the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Because in Avodah Zarah, it must be talking about, if we hold Tam Kikir, so why is Haimim the Lema Moshe and like, you know, I mean, the Tam said because it's min b'minoi. But if it's min b'minoi, so why is Haimim and Moshe like him? Should be bottle chad betray? It's min b'minoi. So why is there, so this should be bottle chad betray? You have to say, L'chayre, his new yasoid, that when it's not nimayach, so min b'minoi, it's not bottle chad betray. Because I explained here in Spas, it's separate by Sechim. And he said, no, Lailam, it's not a riot, his new yasoid, but his new yasoid is wrong. I said, why? So what about this Gemara? This Gemara can be talking about min b'she'en aminoi, like the regular pshat in this Gemara. I said, min b'she'en aminoi, so how do we kushel duchta, so why are you not like in time of Leila Moshe? Because the Rimi Yolin said the Tam Kikir, said they're Rabbanan. That's the same, they're Rabbanan. So I'm asking, okay, fine, so let's just go back and plug in the Rimi Yolin back into the Gemara Mesachim. The Gemara Mesachim says you have Tam Kikir, based, predicated all on Tam Kikir, all the way down. But the Kizayis comes from other things. That's how he's learning the Gemara. So I don't understand. If Tam Kikir is only an essay, so that means mikveh, kutuk, all these things are only an essay. And what you're fleshing out with your kizayis, with Hetem Mustaraf L'Isser and with kizayis per Helus Bas, you're just making a bigger essay. You're making a kizayis of essay, but still only an essay. And if it's still only an essay, so how can Rabbi Bachana say, Hoyle Bazaar, let go of the kizayis? Unless we'll say that mikveh is taimim mamasha. That's what you want to say. Maybe mikveh is taimim mamasha. That's very good. Maybe mikveh is taimim mamasha. Oh, it could be, because maybe the Rimi Yolin will learn like a Rabbeinu Tam that it's bad. Maybe that'll be the solution, that the Rimi Yolin will hold like a Rabbeinu Tam that for the mikveh is be'en. If it's be'en, then it's taimim mamasha. That could be. There's a similar kasha. Just the Hashlom is in, you should know about this. Rabbi Kreger is a kasha. Rabbi Kreger is a kasha in the Rimi Orleans. I think it's going to speak the same parents. He has a kasha in the Rimi Orleans from the Gemara in Zemachim, which we talked about a lot. And Tanuches, where Rish Lakish said, Pigol va noiser va tomei shabolun zem ze, so you're not like, because you never know what to give him Asra for, because one of the three could be Batul Beroy. So the Gemara says, "Osh, Mamina, Noisin Tam is not their Isa, because if Noisin Tam is their Isa, so why is it bottled away?" But the Gemara asks, "But what do you mean by Isa Shosam Yechitim Da'iris? Noisin Tam is in their Isa." That's the Gemara about Isa Shosam Yechitim Da'iris, that it has to do with Noisin Tam. And the Gemara answers, "This is one is by Min B'mina and one is by Min B'shein Emina. Min B'shein Emina Isa Noisin Tam is their Isa. Min B'mina Noisin Tam is a Darabon." So the Kreger asks, "What's the worst cash in the first book?" La'olam noisin tam is a deraisa, but it's only an assay. Rish Lakish says, you're not like it. Where's the steer? Okay, they're in the Gilgan Ashas as well. There's a coin to Rimi Orleans in that even when you have Tam Kikir, but it's only an assay, what does the world want? pickle nicer come shabolon zemze. So you have time kicker. Maybe nice and time is the Gemara said, Shmami no nice and time is not there ice. The Gemara said, problem, what do you mean? By he said, is there ice? The Gemara said, Mimimimim, Shemimim. What's the problem in the first place? Loilam nice and time is there ice. Maybe even by Mimimim, nice and time is there ice. But it's only not saying. And Rish Lakish is not talking about a say. Rish Lakish is talking about Malchus because he's not like it. Because the Indian Lakin, it's not enough to have time to have time to get care of the Indian Lakin. You need to have the Isser itself. But the pig remains in the Torah. So the Chazon Ish answers that the Gemara there is not talking about time kicker. The Gemara there is talking about time and Mamasha. Time and Mamasha is a lot. But nice and time, he said, doesn't mean time kicker. Nice and time means time and Mamasha. It's a little bit shred, because then the Gemara's lashon is nice and time is not the ice. It's not the, you know, the question. Time and Mamasha is not the ice. I was asking, but you can't say it's not the ice. You know, if there is an the ice over here, just an asay. As time kicker. The lashon is a little bit shred. But I think the answer. I'm just being mashal the Chazanish. I have to see inside how he says it. Maybe he says this part too. I don't know. I saw the Chazon Ish second hand. So maybe I have in my book. It's here there, Simon Chav Dalad, Ice Gimel. Maybe you could say it like this. The Gemara always knew that by Min Mamina there's no Tam Ke'ikr. Because there's a kosher of Tam Ke'ikr, that since you're Margish the Tam, it's like an Ikr. That's a double portion. Because that the Gemara is swimming at Min Mamina. People like to tell me it's Min Mamina. That's the Gemara's answer eventually. Well, you see, nice and time is not their ISO, but by Matzah you see it is their ISO. The answer is Mimbamino versus Mimbashayin Amino. So we're talking about a case of Mimbamino. So that could be the Gemara never had a Havamino that by Mimbamino there should be a Din of Tam Kekah. That's a double posture that the Tam, that the Nesinus Tam itself is also, that's a Vada only true by Mimbashayin Amino. The Gemara would never have a Havamino otherwise. The Gemara was talking about timing my Masha. The Gemara wanted to say, you see that not only is Tam Kikr not relevant to Mimimino, the Gemara talks about Taimi Mamashoi, where it has to do with the fact that you have the Mamashos of the Issa here, maybe that's even Mimimino. There, the Gemara didn't know you have to be Machalik to Mimimino and Mimashayin Amino. The Gemara said, Shvami no, nice and Tam, meaning Taimi Mamashoi, the Svara of nice and Tam not being bottled. You see, it's not there, Issa, because here you have Taimi Mamashoi, and you're not like it. You see, Taimi Mamashoi is, the Gemara thought Taimi Mamashoi should be even by Mimimino. So it's passion from chametz, because there you see that you get yaitzim mitzvahs matzah. So you see that it's mamish chita. You see, time in mamash is not bottled. The answer is, says the Gemara, that time in mamash is also only by nimshen emina. By nimshen you don't even have the din of time in mamash. So maybe that's how that'll work. Let's do a little bit more. Just 5 more minutes. The Afal got the Tav Kikah Deraisa, so he's going back now. So his Shita is the Tav Kikah Deraisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah he's dealt with either with Rabbi Natam, based on his plan B, that Chab betrays that bottle when you have one, it's not Nehemiah, or based on the Rimi Orleans. But Kafikah, he's dealt with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Tav Kikah is still a Deraisa. Again, many Rishonim think that the Gemara Avodah Zarah is a right, the Tam Kikr is not their eyes. Rashi, the Rabban, the Rashi is saying, no, this Gemara is not a Kash. Tam Kikr is their eyes. If Tam Kikr is their eyes, why are you ain't like it? So, one possibility is it's Min Mamino. If it's Min Mamino, so why is Taim and Moshe like it? Because of his Yisoid. That when it's not Nimayach, so Chad Betray is not Bottle because Gazai is very Hills Pras. If you don't want to say that, then you have to say the other Mahalat that you said, the Rimi Orleans, the Yesh Mephoshim, that Tam Kikr is only an essay. Except by Taim Ayu Mamosha. Kach, but he holds the Tam Kikr is a deraisa. So now he says, Afagab the Tam Kikr deraisa, Lehoyezai loike bekezayas mikveh. You lab the head in the star for this. If Tam Kikr is a deraisa, so why by mikveh you're not like us Tam Kikr? I mean, you are like it. You like it because of hetim and star for isser. But what do you need hetim and star for isser? Why aren't you like it for tam kicker alone? So he says, the answer that's obvious to him, since he doesn't hold from Nepach, that the Habekazayas Mikvah Lechud, the Eshel is Bekazayas Shem. In the Kazayas and Mikvah, you don't have a Kazayas of Shem, so you need Hetem Saplis to be Mashal Lashir. This is where he says explicitly that he doesn't hold from Nepach. And that's key to him. Because if he wants to learn Asugi with Kazai with Tom Kaker, that the reason why all these things are not bottled, the Mikvah, the Kutuch, the reason why they're not bottled is because of Tom Kaker, but you still need Hetem Saplis, sir. Must be that Tom Kicker alone is not enough because there's no Nepach. You need to make the shear with these other with these other expansions. According to Rashi, for example, who holds from Nepach? So then we talk about a problem in Agama. We really wrestle with this problem. According to Rashi, that Tom Kicker means Nepach. So in Agama, what do you have to start for this? You're typically from Tom Kicker. So in Rashi, we said in the Chanami, Agama is going without Tom Kicker. That's very good for Rashi. Rashi holds all the Rabbi Basra, don't hold from Tom Kicker. If you don't hold from Tom Kicker, so why isn't the Shum Hashem in Bottle for Rabbi Stamase? We said Rashi explains Dimur Derais, so that's the whole Rashi about Dimur. And then what about Kutuch, that you don't have Dimur? We said, well, maybe that's Tami Mamosha. All these things that we spoke about in Rashi. But he holds that there is a din of Tam Kikr, Agamor is going with Tam Kikr, less man de Polog and Tam Kikr. So if Tam Kikr, so he speaks out. If Tam is Kikr, so who needs Hetem Star for this to make a Shir Kazayas? Who needs Kazayas Achilles Fast to make a Shir Kazayas? Why doesn't Tam Kikr make the Shir Kazayas? The answer is, because Tam Kikr means that you're loika on the shemen, but only if you have a kazayis of shemen. And in a kazayis of mikvah, you don't have a kazayis of shemen unless you deploy hetem and star flis. So here he speaks out for Farish that he doesn't hold from nepach. Then he adds, interesting question: Had the enkala mikvah nifselis the kechoshiv kitshuma machmas tam ki iker? Let's move to Lukash. Gemara goes tam ki iker. Agamar is assuming, if Agamar is working with Tom Kikr, so why does Agamar have to say that the reason why Mokam Agoy is possible and it's not bottle is because Hoyle of Azai like all the Bikazayas? And then we have to come out to why is I like all the Bikazayas? Because of Hetem Staff Lisser, or because of Kazayas Bethayachilis Pass? Why not say, forget the Zai like all of? Why does it say there yet? You know why the Shum and the Shemen are not bottle? And Mokam Agoy is possible? Because Tam Kikr. The Shum and the Shemen are nice and Tam. If they're nice and Tam, they're not bottle. And if they're not bottle, they're Makabal Tumah. But you have to add this extra step that the Shum and Shemen have Tam Kikr. Because they have Tam Kikr, so you like her love. And how you like her love with these extra apparatus of apparatus, or Tetham Saplisser, or Gazayas Perkulis Pras, skip the whole Zalai Kolov, and just say there it. Als Tam Ke Iker, the Shulma Shemen is in bottle, and therefore it's Makat, and therefore it becomes Nifsel, Betulia. This is a new slide. Mishum Dikara Chulun. Be'u Lechulun Kanoda. U Le'inin Isra Achila Davku, the Habi Ke Iker. He says, Tam Ke Iker is only the Nechalas Asuras. There's no concept of Tam Kikr in Tumah Batayr per se. So if there wasn't a Zahar Loikolov, if there wasn't a Macholos Asuris issue over here, that a Zahar could eat the Tumah and get Malkus, there would be no din of Tam Kikr. He says there's no such thing as the Lamashal Lamashal or other Tumah Batayr. He says there's no such thing as Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr is only Lagabe Tumah, where there's a Macholos Asuris involved. Then we can say Tam Kikr, and once it's Zahar Loikolov, so then, it works for Kabbalah's Tumah also. And if he's right, Teda, the ain't Tam Kikr lechoshiv shchuta kinevela lehun Tumah. So I'll tell you the truth, I don't know what he's referring to. He seems to have, I think he must have, he has something in mind, some Gemara in mind. That if you have a nevela, it was less than time in a shchuta, I don't say that, that's Tam Kikr, the shchuta should have Tumah's nevela. But I'm not sure what Gemara is referring to. Or what it would. I also don't understand something. Why by Nevela don't you say the same thing? Hail Bazaar like Golo. Nevela also has Malkus. It's Machalos Asur. So why don't you say the same thing? Hail Bazaar like Golo. That if you ate Shchuta that had a time of Nevela, it had to start for this, you'd be like Golo. Or Kasach to take this class. And what did you want? I don't know if I knew what Gemara was referring to, maybe I would be able to negotiated that. laid it. I don't know what he's referring to. Now, Kapanim, the site itself is very interesting. He says, Tam Kirkir is a machalot of Sursa Kirkir. That's the trap in Rabbi Rechana. You can't say straight that the Truma is not both of the words of Tam Kirkir. Tam Kirkir has nothing to do with Kabbalah's Truma. You have to say, Hail is Aloikol. If it's Aloikol, so then it works for the Kabbalah's Truma as well. Yeah, I don't know why Ben Avelio said also. Okay, we'll stop there.
I was using a sefer when I answered the Jewish side, that's how I remembered it.
Yeah.
I think he said that he's referring to Tosfos in the Boros. I will look at that and say. It goes to another side, so it's on the page.
Okay. So if you could send it to me, possibly, whatever you want to do.
I had five. Okay.